Yeah? Are you tired?
I woke up at 6 a.m.
Yeah, why are you doing the voice?
Why is that?
I don't know, you know. This is my natural body clock.
Yeah, body clock's crazy. What about you, Ivan, man?
Alhamdulillah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Why would you say that one then?
Kul huwa Allahu ahad.
So if you, okay, so generally now, if you ask Harry, bro, I got this tune coming out.
I don't mess with this one. I know he likes another one. There's another one he'll
promote. So I'm saying, so you don't mind if he doesn't like a tune and he doesn't promote?
Bro, it's opinions,
isn't it? Yeah, it's man's,
music opinion.
I don't agree with that. I think, you're my brethren.
Yeah.
You want me to promote something you've done, I'm going to promote.
No, but okay.
Why am I going
to let's be honest.
Because it's media.
But if you know it's actually horror, like let's say it's really horror.
Yeah.
I'm not going to promote that for my brethren.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Why? Just because
you might not like it, but somebody else might not like it.
Oh, okay.
Fairs. Okay, but if you're asking me, if you ask me, oh, Harry, what do you think of this?
That's different. That's different.
All right, okay. If you ask me to promote things, fam, there's videos I've never seen of yours.
But I'll tell you the way I give criticism when I don't like something. If now, for example, one of my friends, not saying who, says, yeah, this is my tune, what do you think of it? It's not for me.
Yeah, fuck.
No, but it's not
that,
for
I've
me.
I've heard that one a couple times.
Beats cold.
Beats cold. No, beats cold. That's the worst ever. Beats cold. That's not nothing to do with the artist, you know. That's the producer.
Let's go into it. So look, this is how we're gonna start off. So we got a little bit to talk about at the start. I just want to say, Harry Pinheiro, round of applause for him.
Oh, thank you.
Reason why is because you look amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
They got drama as well. They're a Manny based brand,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, elite guys, man. I bought them at a 8 shoot and they literally gave me
damn,
so
I
much.
Thought it was just one. I only met one of
no,
them.
No, that was the team, but the main guy.
Yeah.
Oh, what's his name again? I forgot his name.
Bloody
sorry,
hell.
Man. I meet so many people, but he's a lovely, lovely guy. He literally gave me like a massive amount.
I want to give a shout out to Darkest as well for looking so good because he did Wham nowadays. He's in the gym so much.
Yeah, but his chest has been swole.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I can't lie to you. That's one thing. You've had them titties for a while now.
Yeah. Can you do that thing where you move them?
Yeah, that's
yes, man.
That's Terry Crews. That's Terry Crews right there.
Yeah.
Oh, Terry, my wife Cruise. And kids. Why is it always my wife
because
and kids?
Because that's where he done it, brother. Yeah. I feel
from
like
I saw it from White Chicks. When he was in the dance floor.
Yeah.
He was moving mad in that film.
Did he have a whistle? Did he have a whistle?
Yeah. Here's a question. Who's a better dancer out of you two? Because you're both.
No, Darkest is unreal.
I'm top three.
He's a little bit elasticated with it.
Right.
Yeah. Darkest is mental.
He's done some crazy moves that I think, how do you, as a man.
Are you lot posted a snap the other day, or you posted one when you're in a gym, yeah? And he's
why would we talk about
unreal.
It?
Unreal.
Just happened.
Yeah.
It's one of those magical moments between cousins.
Yeah. Love that. Anyway, welcome back to the Chunks and Philly show. I am Young Philly.
And I am Chunks.
Yes. And these are our brothers. Introduce yourself, brothers.
You want to go first?
Yeah, sure. My name's Darkest.
Diet.
Darkest man.
My name's Darkest.
His name's Darkest now.
I hate the man, bro. I'm trying to get the man out of my name.
I'm trying to get the young off.
I think there's none better time than to do it right now on your podcast. Yeah. What are you removing from your name?
Just the young.
So you are now Philly. Round of applause for Philly, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that official?
Yeah, it's official today.
Wow.
And we're going to do Darkest Man. So, Darkest, yes. What is your name now?
My name is just Darkest.
And that's round of applause for Darkest. So, ladies and gentlemen, he now goes as Philly and he now goes as Darkest. With that being said, my name is HP at the Source, Harry Pinheiro, from a humble place called Peckham. Bend him like Beckham.
Yeah. Don't you want to take off the HP like the sauce?
Do you know what? I think I'm going to do it today.
Not like the sauce. Not like the sauce. Not like the sauce.
Okay, talk to me. You got to tell me why I should keep
no,
it.
But it's because like the sauce came with your name. Like, you can't just,
it
you did. Know what I mean?
No, but
do you know what it is? It's yeah, you know
it.
What? That's what it is.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm rich free too right now, you know?
Even
so
Chunks,
I need to.
If we had to change Chunks' thing, then we can't really.
No,
I mean. You want to change it to my name and that? Come on, bro.
You know, I wish I'd come out like that.
Well,
I said come out like I'm coming out the closet, but you know what I mean? Like,
Andres Felipe Valencia, but
no, never just Felipe.
that's horrible YouTube.
Should I do an intro doing that?
Yeah, my peoples.
Yo, my peoples. Felipe Valencia. Yeah, don't hit.
Don't hit. Philly, works,
how'd you come up with the young Philly? Was there like an old Philly?
Because he was young when he did it. Now he's not. So
yeah, but it's what? 828 young?
In some minds, to him.
Can I just say though, yeah? Darkest, you know you've ruined my whole life. My whole life.
I don't think I started.
It's you.
You're like,
you know this TikTok trends of every time you've like done an old joke?
Yeah. It's a 3-hour movie.
Bro, I get messages about dinosaur, Adam and Eve, Stone Age, the lot. Bro, I'm 32 years of age, bro. I'm not even a fossil
yet. This is what I wanted to ask you, man. What age do you define as you're getting on a bit now? You're old now.
I think for me now.
You know your prime agent.
Don't let that banter get to you.
I mean, for certain things, like, all right, for example, dating videos, I'll never do another dating video again.
What? Whoa, yeah. No. Think about what you're saying.
No, I'm definitely being serious. Remember you lot started
that's
YouTube.
Your element.
No, it is my element, but I'm better at other things, bro.
No, you're amazing at other things, yeah. but I miss
But you see, do you know what it is though? It's like, wow. Can I be honest with you? Do you know what? I don't like what it comes with. That's why I don't do it.
What does it come with?
Because people take it literally. Yeah. And I don't like having to explain myself too much about how that it's just a part of my character. When I was younger, of course, bro, man loves gal, innit? So I'm going to be good with my words. And I think people take that too literally.
Yeah.
And bro, inshallah, bro, man wants to settle down. I don't want to be just known for, oh, he's great at dating videos. Bro, I'm talented at other things, you get me? But so then, that's why I feel like I won't do those things
wouldn't
again.
You say that?
However,
okay.
The only way I'll ever do a video again is if all of us are doing it again, because that is illegal.
As in all of us including me?
Yeah, and that's never going to happen.
That it will never,
so it's never going to happen.
Yeah, but you could host it. You hosted the last.
Oh, it's not the same, bro. You know, man.
Was it still banged?
No, I wasn't
actually,
in that
Actually, no,
one.
I did a banging.
See, come on, let's have it right.
Me, who was it? Me, Unknown T...
Alhan.
And Jack Farlow. That was the worst of the season.
Because that's just not them. It's reality.
Yeah.
It's just not them, innit?
They're not like...
But guys,
yes.
What has happened since the last time we've all seen each other? For you, what's been new for you since I last met you, man?
I've just been a bit more consistent with the things that I feel like I should be consistent with, i.e. YouTube, Twitch. That's thanks to Philly.
Your podcast?
My podcast, my football podcast as well. Funny enough, I've got me and Culture Cam's doing something with Sky Sports. I got offered to do the job.
No, you ain't.
Yeah, it was the scenes thing with Specs, and I just asked him. I said, "Can I get Culture Cam's?" And I was like, "Sure." So it was me and him.
That's so nice.
Yeah,
you've done
no, but Culture, you know me. I just think he's an incredible person, and I've been training a lot in the gym, been working, been praying. Now I don't miss no prayers.
Wow.
So, and I will say though, it's watching back the episode that we did. I was just like, blood. I have so much to be grateful for, bro. So yeah, I've just been more consistent with everything that I want to do in life, innit? And it's I feel so much better.
Incredible, man.
That's amazing. That's
Darkest,
nice.
Talk to me, man. So since we've done the podcast, you were speaking to the girl you were speaking to at the time on the phone, which is now your wife.
Yeah. Hey!
He's got the ring. For the audio listeners, Darkest was flaunting off that ring. Was it platinum?
Yeah. Fully.
How does it feel being married?
Honestly, bro, just a blessing. Honestly, best thing I've ever done, best decision I've ever made. No regrets. If I can go back, I'd marry in every lifetime.
Yeah.
Wow.
Every lifetime. You need to chill out with that one.
Yeah. No, that's
the
beautiful.
Way I'm taking that one.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Wait, so how
would you say it to the person that you speak to?
Yeah.
No, seriously, babe. I really feel for you. Like, I could be with you in every lifetime.
Oh. Yeah, that was good. I nearly let off.
Yeah. Can I just say, obviously I don't know if Doug's been doing it to you because me and him are my close off camera. So he sends me his meals. Well, you used to.
Yeah.
You done it for a little time.
Yeah. I don't want to annoy you with it.
The dinners that he's getting chefed up.
I've been at his house to have fun.
Yeah, bro.
The food is incredible, man.
Oh, that means it.
He's not happy.
It's the opposite. Yeah, that means he hasn't been invited for food.
No, he misses living with him.
I'm upset
because I miss Darkest living with me, but also the food is so TT. I'm like, so when am I going to get that food? I think he's inspired me to get married.
Wow.
Bro, the food is incredible. Obviously, just not only the food, of course, like just having that partner with you that you can relate all your messages to, the pillow talk, just talking to your wife, having someone you love, you know what I mean? It's such a great feeling, and I'm happy of him, proud of him. Of course, he's younger than me, so that day was a bit of a long one.
That
for
was
me.
Emotional for
in
you.
In front of the uncles, I remember they were getting on to me left, right, and center, because obviously we share uncles and aunties, and they're like, so you let your little cousin get married before? I'm like, it's his day. Stop trying to, make it weird.
Here's a question, Chunks. Do you get pressure from your family to get married?
No.
Okay, that's good.
I do get, not necessarily pressure, it's kind of like funny, but my mom will be like, every Eid or something, I will never come to the house and like all my siblings come with their kids or their husbands or wife, whatever. And it's kind of like looking at me, I'm there by myself with just like money to give to the kids. I'm like, hey, did you want to get married then? Or like, it's not really like pressure. Like I've heard from Somali families, it's way worse. But so like I've said it before already, like unfortunately they put success and marriage in the same level. So it's kind of like, if you get married, then you're successful. It's like, come on, bro. It's not that deep. You know what I mean? So, but now big up to you getting married, bro. That's really, really like,
a
goal that everyone wants to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. We all went to the wedding, of course. And would you say one of the best weddings you've been to?
The best wedding I've been to. No. I think it was different because all of us, my friends, were together.
Yeah.
And then meeting your mom, meeting your pops, like that was emotional.
No, your mom.
Yeah, she's incredible, man. Nah, you know you look like your mum. Bad.
Do I?
Yes.
Nah.
Bro.
Nah,
I can't lie. You know, yeah, his dad.
No, my dad.
His dad basically said, let me just do a copy and paste.
Yeah, yeah. Really?
Same head.
I feel like you got your mum's eyes.
Probably, maybe just my face. Yeah, there's certain facial expressions I do that, but mostly, but I'm my dad.
Same head top as everything.
No, chill.
I've been receiving a lot of pressure from my family recently.
Is it?
A bit ago, yeah.
How come?
Can I ask you, do you think that's a good thing though? Like, to some extent, if you're getting pressured into getting into a relationship.
That's horrendous.
Yeah, no, it's horrendous. Maybe pressure is the wrong word, but that's like, my mum's biggest goal is to see all of us married and see all of our kids before she dies.
Your mum told me that she wants grandbabies so much. Obviously, that she's
But obviously, Diana's married now. Amazing. You get me? Little one. Oh, she's
amazing. Nah, I can't lie. I can't lie. His niece.
Yeah.
Cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Man. And now she calls me Theo, which means uncle. Oh. We're like, Theo, Theo.
You call your uncle Theo as well.
Yeah. So yeah, my mom went to Colombia recently. Well, the whole family did, and she sent me this picture. She was like, "No, this one's a good one for you." I said, "Mom, you've lost the plot." Like, I said, "Like, we're not doing this."
You know one thing I've realized? My mom or dad taste.
It's so off.
Like, guys, I know there's people at home that have been sent like a picture saying, "What do you think about this?"
My mom, shit, like, back in the day, she would send me, like, when she used to go to Sierra Leone with my dad, she would just send me someone
a picture of
off the streets that, like, literally, someone that, like, she might be the house girl or whatever. She's like, "This is a good woman for you," and I'm like.
There is what I like about our parents. They like to, they generally, they're not shallow in the slightest. Yeah, they actually care about what's inside.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, obviously, we're new gen, you know what I mean? So we're kind of like, she needs to be a bath thing. And that's nothing wrong with that. That's just a preference of wanting to have a beautiful looking person, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, the flavors and the taste from my mum and dad.
Like, she's, before I got married, whenever my mum used to do that to me, she always used to like, she'd be like, "Oh my gosh, she's so beautiful." That's how she like reeled me in. Mm. "She's so beautiful, so beautiful." She showed me a picture. She looks like me, bro.
But you're not beautiful.
No, I am. You don't want don't have sideburns.
But I appreciate sideburns, so if there's a woman out there with sideburns, why not shave that off for you, man?
Yeah. I've been seeing these clips online recently of people trying smelling salts.
Oh,
have you guys ever had it?
I've never done it. I've always wanted to.
Can you just get a bucket near me? Because I'm defo gonna.
Can I be with you? Can I genuinely honest? Always wanted to try this, but I wanted to try this in the gym.
Okay, you know what I mean? Well, unfortunately, we're not in the gym. So, for the audio listeners, I've got a packet of, or like a little
container
of smelling salts. Now, if you are listening to the audio, maybe come over here to see our reactions because we're about to smell some smelling salts. Who has tried it?
Me.
I haven't.
I have.
Talk to me.
It just makes me snot up. I need this bag.
Okay, so since.
Seriously, it's not a joke, bro.
All right.
So, one at a time, I'll get back to you.
We are now holding the smelling salts.
Am I nervous?
Why am I actually nervous? All right, cool. So I don't want to try it first. Philly's going to try it first because he's already done it.
Oh.
Philly, you're going to have to push it and then spin it.
No, apparently you're supposed to do the... You can't just put it next to your nose.
Why is it liquidy?
No,
it's not.
It's rocks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're chewing like nano.
Oh, this is so jarring.
That's annoying. Yeah, there we go. Take a whiff.
Right, by the way, you know I can smell it.
Can I get a tissue
and then I'll do it next.
Wait, how bad is it? Apparently it goes to your eyes and he's tearing up. He's tearing up.
Let me get that back, just in case.
Hey, more points for the person that can get it closer though. You lot are moving like bitches.
All right, look, hear this brother.
I know, hear this brother's funny.
Hey, pretty good, I did this. It's fucking here!
Alright, cool.
What? Man, I'm doing here.
Yeah, okay.
What? I'm a real one. I'm not shook. I'm doing it every 30 seconds. My dog.
I'm scared.
It's actually
right.
horrible.
You guys did it properly, man.
I'm scared.
Everyone's shook.
What's this joke,
bro? You know what that can do? See, if you've got a cold, eradicates all the bugging. Yeah.
Bro, that's when I've done it when I had a cold.
In my eyes. Well,
I'll be lying. I went like, it went there. I'm sure there's a little grain there.
Dogs are real.
Yeah, he's a real one. He'll go like this.
Let me just show you guys.
Be honest with you.
Don't go.
No, but that's what you need to do.
Okay. Dark is gonna do it now.
Okay, give me a countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Lost his whole mind. He lost his mind. Nearly mashed up the whole set. What we built is crazy.
Oh,
say what, lie?
Well, lie, that's a stroke.
Yeah.
Bro, half my body just shut down, bro.
He said that.
Oh my days.
What is it? What is it?
Bro, it's a stroke.
My brother's bawling.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's done.
And cry out.
This one's done.
There you go.
Cry out. Give him Tish. Give him Tish.
Aye, that's a great. Aye,
Chunk, gone, so look, remember.
We're going to
wait.
Now, guys.
No, wait. No, remember, no, Chunk said he's going to put his nostril in the container, more or less. So let's see how he. The problem is with Chunks, I don't know if you see him. When we do like chili challenges, he overreacts a lot. So he won't smell it properly.
Allah, please don't put it too close.
No, you have to. It's part of the challenge.
It's fire. You're smelling fire.
I'm on a break.
I'm sure you can bleed from this, though.
Like, you can't.
You can't.
No, I'm sure you can get a nose.
They say you can't.
This.
Allah, this is dumb, man. Why am I nervous? I shouldn't have done it last.
Fuck! No! That walk-off right now, I wasn't joking. No. Wasn't joking.
Do you know what killed me? What did he say it was?
What? A stroke.
A stroke. Yeah.
How long does it take to get back to normal?
Well, I'm still fucked up.
No.
I can't be doing this.
Look.
My thing's half.
Can I be honest with you? I can still smell it.
Don't bring it too close.
Look.
Yeah. Fine. Now let's be honest.
Oh my God.
Can we not just move
it's
on?
Gone now.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this? For the podcast viewers right now, I want it to reach to the end of the video because that's when I'll do it.
No.
Just actually get a rip off the band-aid, bro. Just do it now.
Even this bit.
Yeah. Yep.
Look, mashed up the whole lights.
Yeah.
Lights are bad.
I told you.
Nah.
It's top
now. Get him tissue, please.
Oh my fucking
name. I get that away from you, man.
Yeah, close this, please.
Oh, hold on, let me try and fix the set.
Oh my fucking
name. Oh my God.
No.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Wow. What? Oh, Lawrence, you ain't got a mic on.
Oh, horrid. Was that your first time?
Can you Google quickly, what is it that makes that so strong? Harry, Google it. Say, why is smelling salt so strong?
Budge. There has to be something in there, bro. I don't know how, that doesn't make me want to lift anything. Oh, I don't know how people do that in gym, man.
Get rid of that, where is it? Get rid of that.
It's there.
Yeah, Google that quick for me. Why is it so strong?
Can't take, I battery it. Lawrence, can I have that?
Oh, it's on here, you put it on here, yeah?
I want to take it home.
It says, smelling salts are used to arouse consciousness because they release off what's
ammonia.
That?
Ammonia.
Gas that accompanies their use irritates the members of the okay. So fuck knows. I don't get what that does.
No,
for
no, you know people are conked.
That arouse consciousness because of the release of ammonia that accompanies their.
But bro, what
irritates the membrane?
No, but
and thereby triggers heart inhalation.
No, no, but I hear all that. But why?
No, basically, No. This reflex alters the pattern of breathing, resulting in improved respiratory flow rates and possibly alertness. Bro, see how alert you are right now. If someone,
yeah,
you're ready.
You know that's meant to wake people up. You know people are unconscious and that. Like they're just putting next to them.
If someone done that to me while I was waking up, yeah, the first thing I'm doing is not swinging.
That'd be hilarious.
You know, good YouTube video. I think that's a good forfeit.
Oh my God.
That's a cold forfeit.
No, that's not even a forfeit. Imagine waking up your brethren like that, pranking your brethren.
It's not funny.
I think that is.
Nah, man. Don't do that to me, please.
I'm glad you, man, are lucky you don't live with me.
All right, well, guys, we did the smelling salts, and that was genuinely probably the worst thing I've done in my life. All right, guys, so it's time for the male personality test.
Yes.
Now, I just want to see where you guys are kind of at in life and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So, if I asked all of you guys here, which one would you rather be, a cowboy, a samurai, or a pirate? What would you say?
A samurai.
Okay, you said samurai, what would you say?
Cowboy.
Cowboy, you said?
Pirate.
Okay, cool. So, cowboy, who said cowboy?
I did.
Cowboy means you're a good boy.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
No.
A good boy.
Yeah. I am.
Yeah,
you're a bad boy.
No.
Samurai?
Boy. Yeah, me.
You are good at what you do.
Well, I think I am.
You're one of the best.
I'd like to think I am.
Pirate. And pirate, it says there's a joke, man. they do what they want. And voila, that's you.
Yeah, that's you.
This guy's going to Brazil randomly.
That actually...
You just go in Brazil, right?
That kind of sums up all of us, you know, as individuals.
Good boy.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a good boy.
Yeah, what does good boy entail? Like?
No, but I mean, look.
He's good, a good man. You know
right from wrong.
Right from wrong. Good morals.
Yeah. Good morals.
Good morals.
Yeah.
I'm loyal.
Yeah.
I stand by my people.
Yeah.
I don't ever... I always back you lot for anything, right or wrong.
Yeah.
Because regardless, no one's perfect apart from...
No.
Yeah, the one above.
I think that actually...
That was good,
Who would you pick, man? Why are you getting out of it?
No, generally, like, as a professional, what would you have to be?
Yeah.
Cowboy, samurai, or what?
Yeah.
Pirate.
Cowboy samurai.
Samurai.
On your onesie. Like, I'm thinking pirate. It's a gang off one. I'm on the boat. Me and all the Somalis.
Why is Somalis?
I'm thinking about that film. Captain What's that Phillips. Film? Shut Mad. Yeah. We're running up on boats.
That was AJ's best ever film.
Everyone down. Yeah. That would be sick, bro.
All right. So now, tell me what you think these mean. So if I was to say knight, vampire, wizard, or space ranger.
A knight is the 3,000 days. You know what I mean? With the armor.
Fearless.
Very good. Vampire. Loyal's good though.
Yeah. Vampire, I feel like you don't want niggas to do good. Yeah, I mean, you're just a
blood
hater.
Blood sucking.
Yeah, you're blood sucking.
But I recently started watching a show called The Originals, yeah? And it made me look at vampires a bit different. Because sometimes you could be a vampire, not by your own choosing. Someone could just bite you in your neck and you become a vampire.
Oh, I thought you wanted to clock.
No. That's if you're
so
a vampire.
So then a better one would be selfish, unfair, unkind. Think about it. Wow. You could just be rolling through the streets. Vampire just yam up your neck. You didn't ask to be a vampire. Mm. How is that fair on him?
So you'd say,
unselfish.
Look, I mean, can I just really want to... Don't demand of your...
back in the day, see what...
This guy's cold.
Wizard.
Wizard.
Don't worry, I'm with you. I see it.
Wizard. Well, when I think about wizard, I think about
that's demonic.
Spells.
Wizard, yeah.
Riz, he's got Riz.
I feel like bad energy, bad soul.
And then Space Ranger.
Space Ranger, fearless.
That means you're right.
Fearless.
Well, you want to both to be fearless.
No, but if you go to, if you're a ranger, you go to space.
That means you bun.
Space Ranger. That sounds like that. No.
I've actually got all the... what.
That's not even Cali, that's a hash man. So,
that's a hash man.
Oi, hash. Wow. So knight. Yeah. Knight actually means honor.
Honor, yes.
Oh. A vampire means that he's got a secret side to him.
Yes.
A wizard is actually skillful but trusted. Mm. And a space ranger, adventure.
I don't agree with wizard trusted.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's fun. Yeah. Trusted stuff's all wizards are funny, bro.
Let me
that's
know,
everything against we believe.
Probably
in.
Most of my Christian friends will say this, but none of their parents let them watch Harry Potter when they was younger.
Why?
Because of the wizardry. You know, they just thought of spells and Satan and all that stuff. So
that's funny, bro. All that reading card stuff, all that's for me.
Expelliarmus! Like all of that stuff is crazy for the Wazy.
Say another spell from Harry
Avada
Potter.
Abracadabra!
Abracadabra.
Expelliarmus!
Expelliarmus.
Expelliarmus.
Yeah. Expelliarmus.
Close, no?
Yeah. See the Harry Potter man? They're going to be in the comments.
Well, you got super catchy prices. Expelliarmus.
That's a new thing.
It sounds cold, though. Yeah, what would that one do?
Expelliarmus.
What would that do?
What would that do?
Hold on. Expelliarmus. Everything's inappropriate over here.
Never mind. Right, listen, I actually want to talk to you guys.
What do you think?
Holding his wood.
What, shrink your wood?
Yeah, completely.
That was horrible. Never hear that from me then.
I've always wanted to say that. Imagine though, that was your wood size though.
What, 2.5 inches?
No, see this.
I wouldn't step out.
No, but some, like, there's this whole thing. Oh, now I'm exaggerating saying this whole thing, but apparently size doesn't matter, innit?
No, but to extent,
motion of the ocean.
To an extent. That's like a girl saying to you that you not have making a lot of money doesn't mean anything. If you're not making nothing, it's going to mean something.
Okay, fair enough.
So I think if you're like that, that's horror.
Yeah. For the audio listeners, we're showing on our fingers like a really small.
So basically, just that you just have to bend up your pinky, and then that's a piece.
So when it's erect, what does it do? This.
So just pretty much.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's horrible.
That's search time.
Yeah.
That's what.
That's Serge Gnabry. You got Serge Gnabry.
Why? You know you can get surgery for some mad things now, boys.
You can actually get surgery to be taller.
Why do we do this? That's what they did to Lionel Messi. Lionel Messi. Yeah.
Say what line did to Lionel?
Bro, he was she was going to be short. So
Say promise.
Go Google it. Am I lying?
So how did they do that then? They take fat and put it in your knees?
Yeah, no, it was medical, but he grew a little bit.
Oh, you're lying.
Yeah.
But how does that work though? Do they take fat away, like put it in like your knees?
No, he's got two vibranium metals in his legs.
But basically, the one that I saw, you had to learn how to walk again and that.
Huh? Yeah.
Like they put extra limbs in his legs and that.
Put extra limbs in extra his legs.
Limbs. What's the word then I'm looking for?
Extra limbs. So what do they do?
Put a leg in
him.
They've put things in him.
All right, hear what I'm saying here, man. I want to talk to Darkest.
That brush off.
What I'm saying, man.
It's crazy. That's like he's fed up. You want to be host. See why I say I feel undervalued?
I get it now, you know.
Trust me, bro. I know I stand, man.
Thank you. I know I stand. Chill out, though, because I was just getting angry. Darkest, man, you're married. Obviously, you're the only one that's married here. So you, I take your advice serious, of course. But I actually want to see what red flags are for you when it comes to women. So what are some red flags that you spot in a girl and you're like, I can't take you serious? We'll start with Philly.
Not God-fearing.
Very fair.
Yeah.
Like she says, I'm into spirits in that.
Yeah.
No, so that's the complete opposite.
That's meant.
By the way, can I ask you a question? Not God-fearing and refusing to be God-fearing. No, maybe you're just not God-fearing right now, but then you have intentions.
That's good enough.
If you're open to it, yeah.
I don't like a woman that doesn't actively care about looking after herself.
I was just about to say, I'm not bad saying hygiene, you can't have an off day,
but because men have them, like, I don't always have a trim, bro. Do you get what I'm saying? But make the effort, man. Get your nails done regular, man. Go get your hair sorted out and wash that and blow dry it. And I like a proper girly girl.
Yeah,
miss me with the tomboy stuff. That's another one.
Mm. You like tomboy stuff?
Miss me. Like, I don't mind little stuff. Like, I used to have an ex that man used to nudge. Cold, little stuff. When stuff was funny. Hey, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? But don't be like, what's going on, bro? Like, I don't know. Miss me.
Yeah. You want
like, carry your bag like that.
You want a girly girl?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I like that.
How
many was that? So everyone does the same.
Two.
Yeah, mine would be lack of hygiene. I'm talking about, like, not caring about how you smell and not, like, waking up in the morning and your first thing isn't to go and brush your teeth. Like, don't chat to me with your morning breath. I don't want to hear that.
What? So every morning you wake up, the first thing, be honest.
When you go to the toilet, for me personally, yeah. I'm not saying that, obviously, there's certain times you lie in bed and your breath's both banging, but if we go out and I can smell certain things, for me, that is a proper
Yeah, you
red
are
flag.
A picky ass fuck then. No. Let me tell you why.
Why?
You see, if I've got a day off, I'm not the only one out here. Judge me if you want. Go I can't
out,
give a
though.
Flying
you don't go
toss.
Out with your, without brushing
Boys,
your teeth.
If I've got a day off, I don't care about showering that day. I'm not brushing my teeth straight away. I'm just chilling, playing games the whole day.
That's different because you're in your comfort of your heart. I'm talking about hygiene. So if I go meet a girl and her breath stinks, we're out on a fucking date. You could have brushed your teeth or put a chewing gum in there.
But ain't that just standard, Harry, to wash your mouth?
You'd be surprised, bro. My brother messaged me the other day, I'm not going to say who. He was supposed to come and stream with me,
Oh, just say the name, we'll mute it.
And he said, brother, I swear to God, I got the text. I'll show you after. He goes, brother, I'm leaving this date early. Her breath is stinking. And I said, bro, like, that for me is a red flag.
Yeah.
My other red flag is if you're rude to people out in public. For example, if you go out to eat, and the waiter's taking a bit of time to bring the food or whatever, and you just give him an attitude, it might not even be his fault. Treat everyone with respect in it. I think that is a key element of a character flaw I hate. I really don't like it. Don't be rude to people, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, two very good ones.
Yeah, so that would be my
two. Two very, very good ones.
My one would be probably lying. Lying is huge. It doesn't even have to be a mad one. Like, for example, you could tell me, I'm going out with my girls to dinner, but then you didn't go to dinner, you went dinner and then someone else and someone else,
That's scary.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And then I just didn't tell me about that. Then that's probably one. The second would probably be argumentative. And I'm talking about to a point where, like, I can't say anything to you without there being a rebuttal. Do you get what I'm saying to you? And, like, you know, No.
Like, you got strong ones.
Yeah, argumentative is jarring, bro. That's like, you don't want to argue 24/7. I babe, you do that? Yeah, but I didn't. But did you do that the other day?
Then oh,
I'm
God.
Like, what the? Why?
Can I be honest
why
with
did
you?
We all? Why, you look to me like I knew someone like that. I know someone like that. Yeah. We've all been there.
I'm like, why'd you go to that? Can we talk about it now? I'm just asking you something. And then,
I hate as well not being able to come to a common ground quickly. Like, if I say, listen, look. Okay, I was wrong. You was wrong. But then you still have animosity towards me. That's a massive problem that I can't fix. And me being nice and calm won't be able to fix it. So for me, that's a massive flaw for me, because you should be able to, as adults, be able to say, do you know what?
Admit when you're wrong.
I messed up.
Yep.
Forgive me. Yeah. And if you're in a relationship, as a partnership, that should be something that helps you grow and build.
I'd say someone that can't take accountability. Mm. Yeah. So for example, now I've done something wrong to make you upset. You've done something wrong to make me upset. I can now come in and say, you know what? I apologize for doing that, because I do understand where you're coming from. And then she just goes, thank you. And doesn't try to rise up the point where so you're saying I'm just crazy for I have to worry about my emotions the same way I worry about your feelings, you know what I'm trying to say? So someone that's not like, that can't say they've done something wrong and makes it feel like I'm always in the wrong, I hate that shit. And also respect, man. Like, generally, when you're chatting to man and we're having a confrontation or a debate or an argument, whatever, man, are you fucking talking? You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to be respectful. I'm not going to now spout nonsense and call you a bitch or something. I would never do that to my girl. You get it?
Yeah.
But also mind how you're talking. You know what I'm trying to say? It's because like, you think you can just chat to man in any way. It's not that, bro. Because I'm going to respect you the whole time. Respect me. Let's just have this conversation. So I think respect is a really big thing for me because I feel like I respect everybody. So I just expect the same back.
100%. What would you say your individual red flags are?
My red flag is I can be very nonchalant. Like,
Give me an
example. An hypothetical one.
You've pissed me off, like, bad.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
No, I love your honesty.
Until you now realize you've done something wrong, be like, you know, I clocked what I've done. Hence the reason I said I mean accountability, because it's like, you can't just now do a mad thing and think that you can get away with that and say, hi, babe, how you been? Don't do that.
Let's rewind
and fucking talk about that situation where you just done man's wrong. Do you get it? Yeah. So that's my, and I know it's a red flag because I should be able to communicate that. So that's probably an issue of mine, guaranteed. And I know that. But I like to hold grudges. It's bad, bro. It's been a thing.
I don't think it's bad because you know.
Oh, don't say you like to hold grudges. You don't like to hold grudges.
No, I definitely don't. But I do tend to. Nowadays, it's definitely changed. As a youth, I'm saying. When I was young and I argued with my sisters. I only speak to them for 6 months.
Yeah,
6 months is crazy.
Right, bro. Like, I was a sicko, bro. Obviously, now looking back at it, that's problematic, bro. But I just feel like, if I'm right on something, I could be stubborn at times. But if I feel like, especially if you've done me wrong, I feel like, what the hell? You have to be. Because the same way now, if I've done something wrong, bro, I'm going straight towards them and saying, yo, you know what? Hands up. I apologize, blah, blah, blah. I won't do this again. You know what I mean? So it's like, I expect the same, respect back. So, but then that's also a flaw because I should be able to just be like, compensate and forgive and forget, etc. What would you guys say your ones are?
I don't like violations and I don't have to deal with them. So if someone has violated me, I'll cut them off and that will be it.
That's what I meant by respect.
I don't have no, because I just believe sometimes,
But then why is that a red flag? Because she's violated you, ain't that fair?
It could be anyone though. Like, I've had friends who have done something wrong and I've known these for a long time, but I just feel like the way I am as a person, I would never violate someone who I consider my brother or my sister or my partner, right? And I feel like if you kindness for weakness, I don't like.
Give me an example,
please.
In a partner aspect, how can your partner violate you?
And so, like, if I've told you there's something I don't like and it triggers me, for example, say I haven't dealt with this traumatic experience, and you use that against me, I believe I can't forgive you for that because you know that's something that will take that makes me weak. I've been bottled before, right? And you go, oh, but where was that energy when you got bottled? Like, that for me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, don't you
raise.
Yeah, I don't like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to jail.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I'm going to jail that same
day. Don't use something that you know can break me down.
Don't use my weaknesses.
Don't attack a man's weakness, basically.
That for me is.
That's horrendous.
Yeah, where was the energy when you got bottled? Come on now.
I'd say mine would be.
Yo, Mokos there.
Sometimes I can lack consistency. So like an example would be, let's just say I do hella romantic stuff in the first early stages. Once I get comfortable, it's like I ease off the gas and I stop doing the things that made her fall in love with me or made her like me. Do you get what I'm saying?
Would you say then it's lust in the beginning and then it fades?
Because I've definitely been in love and I was still in love when I got comfortable and just didn't do those things. I feel like I just get too comfy and I'm just like,
you're mine now.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? I don't have to do that as often, but it's nice to go out the yard, man, dress nice and go, look, dress today, we're going mill, you get what I'm saying? But I don't really do that as much when we're like deep in it. And I think that's bad.
I would say I have that
because you make
a
woman used to like...
Yeah.
I wouldn't even necessarily say a certain lifestyle because it could be something so small like, I don't know, like I've made a pasta. Do you get what I'm saying? And I've just brang it to her, but now I don't do the pasta. I'm just like, come here, take away. Like, it's little things.
Yeah, so habits that she's got used to, but then you end up taking away from her.
Yeah, it's still lifestyle, you're right.
That's unfair,
yeah.
What would you say, Rafael?
I'd say, obviously, being in the field that I'm in and the stuff that I do, I'd say I'm a bit too sensitive. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Generally one thing I hate about myself. No, honestly, you'd be surprised. You know, I don't like violations, bro. Like, as in, no, like, in a group, I don't like it.
Story from that house, man.
You want to tell it?
No.
I don't like it.
It's just something.
Denmark, Euros.
Brother, remember, I nearly, bro. Do you know what I said? I lost my mind. Lost my mind.
No, yes.
Please tell me this is the story I'm thinking of.
No, this is AJ. When everyone did.
AJ, yeah.
What AJ?
The Denmark situation.
Oh, was it AJ? I thought it was everyone.
No.
Oh, no.
That day.
You know, bro, do you know what I said to him? Bro, this all started from a sweepstake on Euros, I got Denmark. Denmark got kicked out, So obviously I'm getting violated. And your team got kicked out. I'm like, bro, I'm not going to know you, man, in 5 years.
No, but he's being serious.
I was being genuine, bro. And
I wasn't there, but I walked in the house and his energy,
What about what you did to my friend, Awali?
Oh, that was a kid, though. You know what he said to me?
Let me tell you, my brethren,
basically, we're all at a bus stop.
That's the reason Chunks knows who I am, by the way.
Yeah, so we're all youths at this point, innit? So we're all at a bus stop, and then me and Wale just bantering back and forth, and he must have gone, "Hey, bro, why are you talking, bro? You're not even my friend. You're my friend's cousin."
Yeah.
That's what he said to me. You're my friend's cousin. And then after that, I was like, I just kind of did that one. Didn't speak to him for 9 months.
Oh,
no, literally, nine months.
So,
no,
would you not be in the same place?
Yeah, we'll be in the same function, and the man talked to Wally, and I'd be like, "Yo, Doc, I'm here to chat to him." He says, "Looking at me, I'm not talking to him." Nine months in the chat, but Wally, he was like, "I don't give a shit." Like, he doubled down because I don't care. You know what I mean? I don't know how they ended up becoming friends, but 9 months, this guy held a grudge. I said, sensitive for the Wednesday. Yeah. What he hates is if you bust a joke about
and
him
everyone laughs.
And everybody laughs.
Yeah, you hate that too, though.
And I hate it. I
feel like he
is. No, because you know what it is, bro? Because I don't do that. Like, you know what's crazy? Yeah, if it's just something physical about you, that's one thing I'll never go for. But if you did something stupid or you said something stupid, if you mispronounced a word, I'll make fun of that. And I don't mind that. But if you're saying, "Look at your fucking head," do you get me? And everyone's dying. Yeah, I'm like,
and I'm the worst for that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, do you know what he did? Bro, you know, I went to his party the other day. You know, I hate him. I genuinely hate him. Bro, imagine we're walking out. I'm like, "Yo, Philly," I'm just trying to chat to him. He's like, "Ah, I chat to his cousin."
Okay. I don't even remember that.
Out of nowhere. And you know, one time we get the worst thing he's ever said.
Oh,
to
my God.
Brother, Cleveland, I'll never forget this day, you son of a. But imagine, he's next to me, yeah, and I'm trying to show him something on my phone. I was like, "Hey, Philly, look at this." He grabbed me, grabbed my head like this, bro. He was like, "Listen, just as well as your cousin, I'm the reason you're here."
No.
Oi,
you need to chill. You need to chill.
No reason.
I'm horrible.
As well as your cousin.
It's affected him. Yeah. Why do you still remember?
Word for word.
Well, I want to say now, my brother, I love you.
I get you. I understand you.
One of the worst things I hate that you do, you know when I'm angry, you laugh and it makes it.
It's my favorite thing in the world, though.
I hate it.
You got problems, man.
No, when he's angry, it's great.
Yeah. It's great.
Because he's not angry at me.
No,
you'll be angry at someone else. Like, remember that time in Australia and that you was acting nuts? And he greased up this brother. But in my head, I'm dying, I'm alert.
I know what you're talking about.
I was there.
I remember.
It could have gone left, you get me? But I was alert, but in my head, I'm dying. Because I don't see that side to him, bro.
Yeah, true.
That's like when he tells me about the old him, and I'm like, I can't imagine it. You're just a lovely guy, innit? Yeah, my friend. Exactly. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
I can't. I've seen you angry. You know you can sense it before I see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can see his face. His aura. It's red. And I'm just like, just leave him. Don't touch him.
But props to everyone, seriously, for like knowing
No one's perfect, bro.
Took the words from my mouth.
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys a couple of red flags that the man have specified for John's,
Mm-hmm.
So she's abusive in any way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's mad, though. That's standard.
You don't share the same values.
Yeah.
She's violent when upset. You have completely different lifestyles. She's just left a serious relationship.
Well, I wouldn't. Lifestyles? No, can't agree with that. Are we agreeing with that, boys?
No.
Not for me either.
I don't think that.
I even like that sometimes because now we've got different things to talk about.
She just left a serious relationship.
How's that?
So you're reboundy. Like 2 months ago, she just gets my man and that's
No.
Oh, 2 months? That's crazy. Yeah. No, 2 months is nuts.
How long is that a red flag? Sometimes that works in your favor.
Because the 2 months could have been a year of literally them having problems, and the 2 months was just prior to the 2 months was the end of it.
Yeah, how long is enough?
When do you stop loving that person?
You can be in a relationship and not love the person.
Facts.
I never know the situation.
And it also depends what the man is on at that specific point. If he doesn't want nothing serious, like, ain't that good for the man that?
Yeah, if he's just,
you know what I mean? Like, it's just a little date.
I think it all depends, because if it's someone who you're trying to be with,
case by case.
If you're trying to be with a person, I think that's a conversation you need to have for your own self, just so no surprises come and attack you, bro. That would be crazy.
Do you mind one more water?
I really want some more water. I got you. Or do you want the cold water?
No, I want the cold water.
Whatever that water was, brother.
Don't worry, we don't mind.
Yeah, we're all brothers.
No,
imagine. Imagine you put a bit of smelling salt in each one.
We're all dead then. He takes the whole podcast because he was done. He jumps on this.
Yeah, welcome.
Okay, so we're going to keep. She says all her exes were like pussies.
Pussies what?
She hates all of them.
Let's try to break that down. Why could that be a red flag though?
Because then she must be the issue. You know, she's dealing with like four men. Why do they all hate you? Like, you know what I mean?
But then certain times, certain men can actually just be pussies.
And
she could actually just be a hopeless romantic. And every time she's just getting taken advantage of.
Yeah, facts.
That could be true.
But then it was also like, how did you get like koalas that quickly? I don't want to. I don't want a girl that basically.
Some people are naive,
you know. With it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because no, some girls, guys, literally, thank you. They're literally hopeless romantics.
I'm sorry, more time, guys don't really show their pussies on the first time, anyway.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
once you get to know them, that's when you realize.
Yeah. No, wait, that's unfair though, Carl. We got to defend the man as well. Girls do that too, though.
Yeah, they do their best.
Like, that's just the best side. That's a people thing.
You know, bro, that will scare someone though. Like showing your red flag, so to speak. Yeah, straight away. That's enough to make someone. Like run away. And then also sometimes we all have this thing where we believe that this person is going to change us, right? Or make us stop being a certain way because things are happy. But then the one argument happens and then everything breaks.
But then so when you deep it, yeah.
It happens in relationships, bro.
Then you feel like that's normal anyway. Like think about it logically, man. Like if you're dating a girl, why would you show her? You're just trying to impress her. So yeah. Really and truly, you're not actually going to know if it could potentially go left until you're really comfortable and you know they're yours.
I agree, but then
if you're dating someone, the whole point of dating is impressing them.
Yeah, but you're
so but then like, honest. Like, okay, at my age right now that I'm at, I'm not going to...
Water's a leap.
Yeah, serious. Greatest drink of all time. I think for me, if you're seeing someone and you want to be serious with them, there has to be that conversation where you explain the things that have happened to you or how you are as a person. And that gives that other person the leeway to say, you know what, I've dealt with something like that before and it didn't work for me, so I don't want to go through that
again. Yeah, that's mad mature still.
Yeah, you have to be. I think that's it depends on what you want. Still. If you're just trying to see someone to have vibes, bro, we're not even going to get to that place where I'm even going to have any emotion. But if it's someone that you are actually, you know, I like this person.
These are good, by the way.
Yeah.
You need a couple more.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying this.
You've caught her lying.
In what kind? It depends on the lie.
You said you hate lies.
No, I do in general. But I'm saying, what kind of lie is it? Is it lie for my benefit?
No. So, for example,
is that a white
lie? It's a white. Yeah, white lie. You know, white lies compared to like the serious.
Okay,
lies.
Okay. Yeah. I'm giving an example. Yeah, babe, did you eat the last mango? No. So white lie. It's a dumb lie.
Yeah, stuff like that. I wouldn't care.
I'm not taking that serious. I'm gonna say, I'll be like, babe, come on, man. I know you took it.
But then it's also like, why would you? What's this kind of joke we have? I don't like that joke.
Yeah.
I want to be able to just trust you in the crib. Like,
just say
eat the mango. Yeah, I give a shit. Eat that. You know, I'll laugh. But I'm saying, just don't try to know. If it's like no, and then laughing. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, then let me know some mango. A Kit Kat. She could be on a diet and you're encouraging her to lose weight and now she's embarrassed so she's lied about something small.
Oh yeah,
she doesn't want you to feel like
that's
she's given up.
You got to look at the intention behind
it. But if you rectify the lie, if you lie and I have no proof to say that you've taken it, you go, babe, I'm not going to lie. Like I actually did eat the mango, but I just felt embarrassed. Like that's a grown conversation that you're having.
That way,
kind of feel like you're lucky. I love you. Like, and you can let it slide in.
Of course.
That reminded me of AJ.
Yeah, okay. Bro, that's what I get from.
It's her way or the highway.
Horrible.
I'm killing someone. I'm going to jail.
Why do you love killing people?
Because
that's what keeps saying. Because people think it's real, man.
No, never.
All right, this one's crazy. She's disrespectful to her parents.
I'm killing her. Okay.
All right. No. Okay. Look. I think we should all have respect for our parents, and especially in Islam, that's a massive thing.
So what's your caveat?
My thing is
case by case.
Let's say
let's say
her upbringing was traumatic for her.
Yeah.
And her parents have for her whole life have just not been parents for her.
Okay.
So her anger is showing the way she treats her parents. I'm not saying it's right. But I'm saying that, just say it is that.
No, it's not right though.
Yeah,
I'm
it's not right
it.
Though.
I'm on it. If she's gone fearing.
No, yeah, fair.
Same way, like I don't rate my dad, but I love and respect him so much. Do you get what I'm saying?
I was listening to a lecture, and it was about the importance of your parents, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know it word for word, but it said something along the lines of, it's one of the most severe sins.
It is.
To even go, like to be disrespectful to your parents. So it's like,
That's the second question.
Yeah, the only time you can disobey your parents is when they tell you to do something against the religion. Now, for example, if I'm praying, I say, don't pray.
I'm going to pray.
Yeah. But whenever now they've asked you for something, obviously, I understand this, by case, because obviously they can be abusive, etc. But it's like, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have the right to be disrespectful. No, if you want to evacuate from the situation and leave the place and not speak to them, I get it, it's understandable. Yeah. But you also have to have respect.
Okay,
No matter what, just avoid, you know what I mean? Avoid
even answering your mum with what? You know, to me, that's mad disrespectful.
What I hate is, for example, I'll be downstairs and I'll be like, my mum will call me and I'll be like, hey, how are you?
Quiet.
I'm like,
That would kill
us. That's not running upstairs.
Yeah. I remember I did that once.
And
then she'll come
and she goes to me.
Give me the glasses.
I know all our parents have ever done that.
Well, I love it so much.
Over the other day for the first time in years.
But I love how happy my mum is when I'm in the house. She'll do anything.
she'll cook.
Yeah.
She'll like my sister gets mad. She's like, Mom, I'm here every day and you don't do this. And she just airs her.
You know, my mom will tell my sister, yeah, make him some. Yeah, she'll see the portions. She goes, put more.
Yeah.
And I slept over the other day, yeah. She goes, what pillows did you give him? She goes, I just gave him the normals. No, get the suit. I'm thinking, so when I was here, you used to think about me.
I love that. Shout out to your mum, man.
My mum's my favorite, bro. Okay, she quickly becomes obsessive.
It depends. That's cute. Obsession. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of. It depends, though. What kind of
obsession, and then there's a crazy one.
Well, you have to state which one it is. Case by case.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Okay. You don't.
Go on.
Okay. So, for example, now this is the first week. She's calling you. Hey, babe. You're right. Where are you?
What? But I'm in awe of her.
No, yeah? No. Oh, but you're getting to know the girl in a week. How are you in awe of someone in a week?
I've been. What? Shut up.
She's unappreciative.
Yeah. I think you hate unappreciative people. You hate it.
It's the worst thing on earth, don't you think? No.
Yeah. And you as well. You hate. I remember. You hate it.
Do you know? Yeah. Like even Slosh earlier. Yeah. Come to my house. He got me a big crate of Fanta and a massive box of like 100 Snickers. It meant the world to me.
Mm. It's the little things, isn't it?
It's the little things, man.
Yeah.
You know, they're my two favorite little things. You know what I mean? Mm. Fanta and Snickers.
Mm. Okay. Now this is gonna be the last one. Then we'll move to another topic.
I'm enjoying this.
Now let me know about this. Your friends and family don't like her.
Okay, can I just catch? Couldn't give the slightest.
Mm. Why?
I'm marrying her. Like, why do I care? Why is your? You know, it's the moment you start.
This is interesting.
Camille, the moment you start getting other people involved in your relationship, is you fucked up.
Okay,
from there. That's your mistake.
Let's remove friends, family.
Even if my mum cannot tell me don't marry this person. Never. She's not allowed. She's not allowed. No one's allowed. I'm telling you. She's lost the rights from me.
I've got to disagree. Every time in life, my mum has told me, and I've had that reaction, that this friend is not good for me. This girl is not good for you.
Yeah.
It always unfolds, bro, and it never works.
Yeah, but you got a deep, bro. You're the one waking up this person. You're the one living with them.
I understand that, but there's something about a mother's instinct.
No, I get it. I wouldn't be happy.
No, but you don't get it because you ain't got utes and you're not a mum.
Like, okay, fair enough.
I don't even get it, but I just trust and have faith in my mum so much.
Yeah.
You get me? The Bible says Batman's got to do that anyway. And it's all just coming to light, bro. Like, my mum's word is gold to me. But I've realised through my mistakes, through having that energy. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying?
Can your mum not make mistakes?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But my mum just is very good at reading people for
me. Okay, can I ask you a question?
What did your mum say about me?
Loves you.
She's good.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Does it depend on the reason why she doesn't like it? So for example, if you say, Mum, why don't you like it? Of course you're going to ask that. And she just says, I don't know, I just got a bad feeling about it. But there's no valid reason to it. She doesn't like family.
That's a good question.
Like, what the hell? That's not valid, bro.
I haven't been in that situation.
She feels like, she says, she don't feel like she has that femininity about her and she just can't look after you.
Yeah, but okay, I feel like she can look after me. Do you understand?
Okay, what about? Because she doesn't come from good stock. Like her fam is not good.
Her fam's not good?
Yeah.
But then let me be the judge of that. Let me be the judge of that by marrying her.
Both of you are not wrong.
We both got good points. Yeah. But let's just say your mum met her family and that's what she genuinely believed.
If there's, I don't know, there's got to be a balance.
Based on who you are, Ahmed, they're going to take advantage of you.
These are just want bread, like for example.
Based on a convo they've had privately that you weren't even in a room.
I spoke to them, obviously conversation between you and your mum, because I spoke to them, I felt the vibe, heard stuff about them. I'm not really the most excited. But she's not necessarily saying you can't marry, because you can't do that. But I'd love if you basically drop them out.
Okay, now we've had that conversation. No. If we've had that conversation now, and I've been with this individual for, let's say, a year. Six months to a year. And I haven't seen an inkling.
I haven't seen an inkling
of this person wants my bread. Yeah. This person's never asked me for shit. She just wants my time. Yeah. Then I'm like, Mom, you're wrong. You have to.
Wouldn't you, man, be fuming?
I'm gone. I know your situation anyway.
I think for me, I know my mum. My mum wants the best for me.
You see my mum?
So it's like, everything has to be.
But I hear you too. Aligned with God.
But I think what I'll do, I'll take both of your points. I would wait it out and see how the relationship goes. And if I start to see the signs that my mum was saying, it would be my mum, not my dad really. My mum's the one that's more on. Then I'll be like, yeah, you know what, Mum, you was right. Because I've seen it, like you said about the friends, this friend ain't good for you. I can't see it, I'm blind to it because I'm sworn into this loyalty with my friend.
But my mum's never said like, lock them off. She would just be like,
be careful.
He ain't good for you.
Yeah.
Yo, be careful is deep.
Yeah. Be careful.
That scares me.
This episode's called Red Flags.
Yeah.
We're going to carry on doing this.
It's got to be a series.
All right, cool.
Then my next YouTube video.
This one. Woo! Because me personally.
By the way, we was meant to move on from this red flag section a little while ago. We're just enjoying it.
I hope you guys enjoy it as well.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about she has no work ethic?
Honestly, I
can I be honest? Don't want my wife to lift a finger.
I don't want
if she wants to work, by all means, babe, work.
Yeah.
But I am going to make all the bread. You chill out, raise our kids, go to flipping Tokyo if you want for the weekends. Link me back. I'll come with you if I'm not working. I don't, literally, I want my wife to have the easiest. What I do for my mom now is what I want for my wife.
TikTok, click, do what you do best.
No.
Yeah. I make really look like the best man on earth, man.
No,
but you know what, though,
Some
people might not agree, but that's just what I want.
When I look at how my, so mad, I follow my dad's footsteps so much in terms of how I want my life to be. And I remember at one stage, my pops, literally my mum was, obviously had her job, but my dad would do everything. Bills, it's all him, everything. He said, what your mum has done for you and for me in allowing me to go and get the bag, also raising you two, a lot of the stuff that I've learned, of course, from my dad, but ethics in terms of cleaning, having cleanliness, I speak about hygiene a lot, it's all come from my mum. So my dad always said, the aim for me one day is to be able to just retire your mum. My mum's retired in December, bro. And my dad's got a house in Sierra Leone that we're building, right? And that's all he wants. He just wants my mum to rest.
What, the house ain't built yet?
It's basically done now.
Okay, no.
It's basically done.
In years, isn't it?
No, it's only been years. 3 years since I've been involved.
Oh my God, so wait, are they gonna cut back to Sierra Leone?
Bro. My mum's retired, bro. She's retired. Yeah, but she loves working though. So this is my point.
That's horror though.
Yeah.
You can't just go down the road now.
Yeah, it's peak.
That ain't even hit home for you, innit?
Yeah, but no, it is, because she's going to come back. My dad's going to come back. They're going to stay here for a few months. But my point is, like, my dad just wants my mum to just not do anything. And that's the same I want. However, I would want my wife to be happy doing what she wants to do.
Yeah.
So if she wants to work and she loves her job and she loves her craft, then yeah. But if she said to me, I'm tired of work, done.
Yeah.
Done. Just be there for our kids and I'll always come home to you, bro. Simple as that.
Curious to hear you two, because I feel like you were shocked by mine.
I was.
Yeah. So you don't agree?
I just was shocked that you managed to say that.
But he's been saying that for time.
Yeah. I don't know. I probably haven't spoken about that.
Oh, you ain't close like that. It's just a podcast.
It's just a podcast thing. It's crazy. How about you, Darkest?
Yeah.
It depends. What do you mean by work? As you just don't want to have
a
job.
She wants to boil off. She wants to be.
But there's a difference between no. What's work ethic? No work ethic means that even if she had the opportunity to work, she just doesn't do it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a bit of a red flag for me.
No, it's not.
Think about what you want. Be on my side. No. No work ethic means, like, there's a difference between making a decision to say I've met someone and that man wants me to, he's working and I want to help his career by just literally being at home all the time for our kids, right? There's a difference.
Bro, by the way, you know, being at home for kids and being a housewife
is work.
Is work.
No, but work ethic, No, but there's a difference though. So
she don't want to clean. She don't want to look after.
That's exactly what I said. You got.
She's right, doing enough.
Okay, you know why?
Get me a thing.
Get out of my life.
I done the laundry.
Get out of my life. Because I'm thinking work ethic.
These hands like this.
Why do you think?
How was
that?
Front of the kids.
Andre, get me lighter.
Yeah, getting the baby to get the light on.
Yeah.
Like, so you didn't get me Rizla?
Mum, let me get one.
Don't tell your dad.
Where's that belt?
Yeah.
You lost it. Sorry.
You're going to go, man.
You went crazy.
Make it all fucking the.
Okay, anyway, the next one is she cheated on her last partner.
Love. Love, man. You dickhead.
RIP cadet. If you can take a girl from someone, then she can get taken from you.
Simple,
I truly believe in what
dickhead.
Bro said.
You are an absolute dickhead if you think, well, I'm different.
She always guilt trips you.
Dickhead as well. Get out of here, man. Don't guilt trip me, man. Who raised you? It's a
crazy one. She doesn't like your relationships, like with your friends and stuff.
I suppose there's a way you could look at it, yeah? I'm a man that's young, single. I like going out. I've booked bare holidays this year, yeah?
But you're not single anymore if you're in a relationship.
No, but I'm just, you'll see what I'm doing, yeah? Sorry. So I'm that guy, but now my friend, I don't know, is in a mad deep relationship and I know when I go to this holiday, all I want to do is go to that rave and be in my shorts. Let's just say Beefa, I'm in my shorts and the whole purpose of the holiday is to go raves every single day. I won't shout my brethren, that's marriage, you know?
Of course you would.
I would understand why in this situation, why some friends could be bad for a person in a relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what if you are that person that likes to invite your friend over to come to these holidays, But it's not like you're telling him to cheat on his wife.
You just want to spend time with the brother.
You just want to spend time
no,
with
no,
him.
No, but this is what I'm saying. There's a time and I'm just giving you an example so we can all think different. There's a time and a place. I know if I'm going beef, I ain't shouting darkest, bro. But we all went to Australia. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I just know where to take you and where not to take you. That's all I'm trying to say. So I can understand that. Do you reckon that's a bad thing? No, agreeing with me.
That's what I'm saying.
Or disagreeing. Everyone seems like on the fence about this.
Because I think if you're a single man, you want to be around people that are like-minded or in the same situation as you, yeah? You as a single man going on holiday with four married men doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because I need a wingman. I need a wingman.
I'm talking, Should I give you another example? Yeah. Like you're in, obviously we're all from the ends, we're born and raised from the ends, so we must know someone that's our brethren that is on badness, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now, for example, man's with my wife or whatever, or girl or whatever, and now she's there saying, oh, babe, can you please stop chilling with this guy? He's gonna, because he's bad vibes. But look, we know this guy, he's a trap or whatever, he does this, but he's actually a good-hearted guy, you get it? Mm. But she just doesn't like his vibe when he comes over she's trying to say this guy will probably end up getting you in trouble. So her vibe is, she wants you to avoid having interactions these bad people, because obviously that's her morality, but you came up from that, so you're like, I ain't gonna
talk. No, but naturally, there's friends that we all know that are still on the roads or whatever, but we've distanced themselves just because we've genuinely got so much more to lose now.
Not sitting in your car.
I'm not going to be in your
pack
car,
under
bro.
The seat, bro.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Or you might have a whatever on you and I'm like, bro, I cannot lose this right now.
She tells you cut
so she says, if she says something like that, naturally anyway, you're going to do that anyway because when you meet her...
Cut him off completely, yeah?
Nah.
Not completely, bro.
Cut him off completely is crazy.
No, not completely, bro. But you're not going to go and link them as much as you would if you was not in a relationship with her.
No, but time and a place. I'm just not getting in your motor. Come meet me at the yard.
If we're going raving...
Yeah, but I'm saying, you want to come... She's trying to say, I don't want to see this brother in my yard.
I'm not cutting off my bread. Darkers
ain't really had an opinion.
Can I be real? If it's like, yo, can you stop chilling with this person? I wouldn't just stop chilling with them completely. I would never reach a point where like I'll just walk past you and never speak to you again. But maybe I'll cut down the amount of seeing you. Because bro, at the end of the day, wifey comes first. You know what I'm saying to you? Thanks. Bro, happy wife, happy life. I fully get it now.
Yeah.
No, it completely makes
sense.
Completely get it.
Yeah.
Bro, happy wife, happy life. So if she's just making a suggestion of, yo, bro, everything's a discussion now. It's not just why, you have to talk, you have to communicate through these things. So I'll be like, why? Why do you have a problem with this thing? Why do you have a problem with my man? Oh, because I just feel like he's gonna bring you to these places. Da, da, da. I'm like, babe, don't worry, man. I know him better than you. He's not gonna do that. Da, 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 da. But if this is how you feel, I probably won't see him every day from there. I'll probably make the mental change. I'm probably going to cut down. Maybe I'll see him like once every 2 weeks or I'll just catch him there or maybe link him there, but I won't see him every day.
But then if a virgin does even invite you to those places, is he your virgin?
But now, that's what I said naturally, bro.
I'd be a shit friend say to Darkest, come, I'm going beef, bro. There's this mad rafer. Okay. Don't you think?
Yeah, hold on.
That's a shit friend
if I respond to you, let's say you invited me to beef, and I said, oh, nah, bro, I can't lie. That's not a good place for me. I'm a married man now. You'd be like, what? Well, come, man. That's when we've got a problem. Yeah. But you have to be if you're not understanding of the fact that man's married, that's when I'm going to have to look at you and be like, is this guy really my bridge?
What about she says, he can't come to our house?
Her house, bro.
And but that's your dog.
It's her house. Bro.
From the sound, I can say it. Say no more.
Yeah.
And then, the only way he can see your kids. Your kids.
No, what do you mean? I'll just put them in the whiz.
When I'm outside and that, man, I can just see my walk on, bro. Yeah.
So it's basically it just works when you're in the yard.
Bro, I'm saying her saying don't let him come to my house. I hear it.
That's fair.
That's her sanctum. She doesn't want people to come to her house. Fine, but just no say for me. It's a compromise. Relationships are compromise. You have a problem with this person, and I was chilling with him every day. No problem. Just no say now. I'm not going to chill with him every day, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to cut him off completely. Because unfortunately, this is my friend. Unless he's done me khalas.
Good question, though.
Very good question.
Disclaimer, because the internet can. You lot can be a bunch of assholes at times. This is just our opinions. We're not saying that we are right.
Mm.
We're not saying that this is how it should be. It's just how we think, okay?
So mad you have to say that.
The last couple, yeah? She tells you other people's deepest secrets.
That's fine. That's fine. I like that.
Oh, what you did over there? What, you got to chop my business to your wife?
How about this? Generally, I've got brothers that are married. Whatever you tell them, they're gonna know.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's serious now. I mind how you fucking talk about this one, you know? They can get the job, all right. She has unresolved trauma.
Yeah, resolve that.
Resolve that.
Resolve it, man.
That's a red flag for the man, though.
Yeah. No, it's not, I wouldn't say it's a red flag.
But it's like,
I don't understand what you mean by resolve that.
I wouldn't say it's a red flag, but you could be a lovely person, but I can't deal with your own trauma if you haven't dealt with it.
So I need to resolve that.
Would you help her deal with it? Or like take her to therapy? She has a bit of therapy.
Let's say she ain't even got the bread for therapy. I'll pay for your therapy. I trust that, if you go through your trauma, you become a better person.
Depends on the circumstance though. If I'm like 2 days in and then I discover that she's got mad trauma from the past, I'm trying to sort out my own trauma, my own mental health. I'm just trying to sort out an ex person's and I don't even know your date of birth. Mm. I'm not doing that.
True.
If now I discover that after me being in love and we're a year in, then what, we're working on this until the walls.
If the trauma happened while you're still together, then I'm not going in. Yeah. But if you already dealt with that before I met you, then it's like, yo, I don't deserve
it. I'm kind of upset, Carl. I know we're running out of red flags.
It's the last one.
Oh, I'm fuming. Mm.
She wants to change you.
If it's for the better.
If it's for the better.
And I say one thing. If she sees I'm not praying and she's telling me you need to pray, change me.
Okay, cool. Now, you lot are going out to these functions, clubs and that. I stopped going to the clubs.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. She's got a point. Yeah, she's got a point.
That's amazing.
Like anything that's going to be for my betterment, then yeah. But if you're telling me, I don't like the way you watch football, you can fucking do
it. We all want salvation. I'm trying to go meet the maker.
I'm about to go Old Trafford, four hours there, four hours back. And that's not going
to
stop.
Deep down, man, I actually want a girl that's going to tell me, don't go to the club, bro.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Like, what's their
thing? Can I have a Chardonnay with my pasta? Babe, not tonight. Let's cut down on it. Like, I want to hear that.
Yeah.
I genuinely want to hear that, man. Serious, bro. Yeah, yeah.
Or if you say, oh, trust me, when a woman, like, for example, she's going to the gym in the morning, babe, you're not going to come and do a run with me.
Don't. I'll lips you just before you go on your run. I'm going to play COD, though, but
I'll
lips
you. You see this? This is the way I'm lipsing you. Yeah. I'm holding your body. I'm holding you there.
This is me.
No, but see this one. When you're older,
what's
that? You love a back.
Yeah. Oh, she's got a wobbler.
A wobbler's crazy.
Okay, we're going to move on now.
Wait,
hold on.
Come on.
Okay,
cool. I'm in Jen.
Well, last one. She's constantly defensive.
What, Rio Ferdinand? It's coming, man.
She's on a PK vibe. She's centre back.
See what I'm saying? Nah.
Every time you say something to her, nah.
Yeah. Tell her, sign up for WSL, because that's where you need to be. I'll be honest. Yeah, because you are, a good one. Do you see defensive? You see that relationship? You're married, bro. A marriage is a partnership, bro. You both need to be on the same playing field, innit? If one person is defensive, it's going to imbalance the relationship. It can't work, bro.
Sounds like football chat.
By the way, I kind of know what defensive means. I'm like 90% there, but can you just define defensive? Like, so use an example.
You tell her that one of her friends are not good for her, like, and you can generally see it, all the signs in your face, and she's constantly just not having it. Like, she's basically saying, and then I just come
to look at your friends.
Like, just trying to flip it. Yeah. And basically, just not even trying to hear nothing from you when it's like a constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's constantly on a rebound, like, nah.
Nah, there's no point in having a discussion. You can never have a discussion with that person.
Yeah,
you can never ever tell her something's wrong. You can't tell that person something's wrong because
you're better. And then you're going to be better off just not saying anything. But is that a relationship?
Defensive people have the best memory, you know, bro. You could be like, yeah, but I don't think this is good for you. Yeah, but what you did 3 weeks ago on that Wednesday, on that morning,
you know, people do that, like, bring back stuff. Salam alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Like, I will never.
But what if it's genuinely hypocritical? So let's say, for example, let's say she lied to you at one point. On a Wednesday, she lied to you. Yeah. You forgave her for that. Weeks go by. She lies to you. It's the other way around. Are you allowed to have a problem with it? Or is she allowed to have a problem with it?
Are you allowed to bring back? You lied 3 weeks ago on a Wednesday.
No.
I don't understand what you're saying.
So let's say, for example.
So you lied to her. You lied to her.
I lied to her. On Wednesday.
You lied to her on Wednesday. You've argued that she forgives you now.
Yeah.
You've sued for that lie.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, she lies to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk to her about the situation.
Yeah.
Then.
So you're never gonna be like, yeah, but you lie. Yeah, but bro, like you.
No,
you did
but
I'm gonna say.
Obviously, I'm not gonna try to bring up the fact that. Yeah, but remember when I lied, you were going crazy. I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna just say to her, tell her the situation, and she's gonna just be apologetic. But I'm gonna have to forgive it because of the fact that she managed to forgive me for my.
But you're never gonna bring it up.
I'm not gonna bring it up.
But that's gonna be on your. That's gonna be back of your mind.
Yeah,
no?
I'm not gonna bring it up. It's fine to think something. It's a problem when you mention something.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. If people have insecurities about situations, that's fine. They can have the insecurities. That's how they feel about something. Mm. But now you projecting that insecurity onto me is the problem.
I think those are the same.
You know what I'm trying to say? Mm. So, for example, if they don't like you doing stuff, you know what I mean, like in your job, and you're kind of just like. It's fine for you not to like something, but you now telling me you have a problem with me working on something that, you know, that's the problem. That's the main issue, in my opinion, anyway. I'm going to move on.
It's a shame.
To the last situation, this last situation. Now, we're going to talk about, this isn't even said, but I'm actually going to just paraphrase. Who is the biggest legend from your country? I actually want to talk to you guys about that. So quickly, you're from Sierra Leone.
I would say, as it stands,
Idris Elba. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I thought he was not Somali. I'm kind of mad.
He's Sierra Leonean and Ghanaian.
It's like Samari.
But he's the biggest, I'd say. And then second will probably be Tony Rudiger. But I would say Idris Elba.
People from Sierra Leone, let us know if you think that Harry's missing someone. You say the biggest person from 100%. Sierra Leone would be either Idris Elba or Rudiger.
Yeah.
What,
because Rudiger plays...
What we're saying biggest in, though, impact within the country and culture or in terms of following
his name. I think Idris...
I can't lie, we got loads.
I think Idris literally capitulates everything.
What? No, Under Rama?
No, oh, the goalkeeper.
Yeah,
Asprilla.
Yeah. Asprilla, yeah. Bro.
What?
I say Asprilla.
Yeah. Asprilla's
like one of the first...
J Balvin.
Big, yeah.
Oh, allow it, bro.
Yeah.
Colombia's missing.
Yeah.
Pablo Escobar.
I was going to say.
If we're talking biggest, though, everyone in this whole wide world knows who Pablo Escobar is.
Gaviria as well.
Who?
Pablo Gaviria Escobar.
Oh, used to say it in his little accent. He used to do code. But yeah, we got a few, you know. Hey, Somali, talk to me.
Can I be very honest with you? I'm thinking about it. It's between Mo Farah and this guy.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not having it.
Shut the fuck
up. I'm not having it.
So who's and Maya Jams?
Who's above you, son of a bitch?
And Maya Jams?
Who's above
you? I know, but she ain't even full.
No, she's not full.
Yeah.
No, okay, we're talking full.
Is it Maya Jams? Hey, can I be very honest?
Then I have to say Tony Rudiger then.
Oh, what? Idris is not full.
He's half Ghanaian, half Sierra Leone.
I need full. We need full.
Him then? What the fuck? Him or Mo Farah? Well, I'm chatting properly.
You got a bigger following than Mo.
Yeah, bigger following, but he's more impact.
He's
different.
It's Mo Farah.
Sir Mo Farah.
Yeah.
In England, not Mali.
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
What does a sir do for you?
I don't know, but it looks cool.
Can we just say this? You do a meet and greet, Mo Farah does a meet and greet same time. Who's coming to, which one's going to be the impact?
We don't know.
No, let's have it right.
I'll put my whole, I'll put my
sometimes, you see like.
No, wallahi, bro. There's people in Swansea, like for example, what's his name?
Mo Farah is huge, bro.
We're talking about global, bro.
I'm not disputing
that. It's not about, in Somalia, you could have people in Somalia that are literally goated in that country, but you step out to Ghana, do anyone know that? Bro, there's people from Ghana, South Africa, all these places that know who you and Mo Farah are. So it's between you two. But I would say what he said, if you wanted to put it into range, you do a meet and greet in Australia, or you do a meet and greet in South Africa, and Mo's doing it the same day, more people are coming to you lot.
Genuinely, it's good you're humble, bro, but sometimes just realise who you are, bro. Seriously, man. That's mad, though, out of his whole cunch. Generation. Mm. Now, wait, man.
I'll take top seven.
So you're telling me in the whole history of Somali,
unless there's a Somali E-man football player.
It's obviously a model. Sorry.
Yeah.
She's a model. Sabrina Dario, of course. Well, guys, just want to say thank you so much down and be in our podcast.
Thank you.
Didn't think I was coming back, I'll be real.
Do you know what the main thing of this episode is?
We're
going to
surprise you guys with something because we want to say thank you so much for... So we want to say thank you so much for coming down for the podcast and being within our first three episodes. So, Philly, if you can do the honors, please.
Please.
Absolutely.
You,
nothing.
Man.
Love. Hold on. Are you not? Hey, can I be real? Can I be real? Philly, can I please be real? Can I please be real for a second? I said, Wallahi, I don't know why. I was expecting a role.
Nah.
You're doing a role? I'm expecting a role. I don't know why.
Can I tell you what I was expecting?
Wallahi, I'm not joking. I'm being dead serious. I thought they were going to bring out a dweller for the man.
No, do you know what I've realised? Yeah?
Not even dangerous. Bro, I'm
too hopeless. Right. I'm hopeless. You know what I thought he was going to give me?
What?
A plaque.
Is it?
He was going to give me a YouTube plaque.
I just thought there was like, some sort of
saying Harry Pinero, love.
Get one thing,
Wow. Genuinely, hand on heart, we didn't plan that. The synergy's crazy. No, but genuinely, boys, thank you so much for coming
anytime,
back.
Anytime, bro. Anytime.
You're going to get a thank you from me. That's it.
No, but you know what I love from this episode, though? You're now called Darkest and you're now called Philly.
It's Harry Panera, not HP at the source.
Nah, keep it that one, love.
Genuinely.
And you will never do data videos.
Yeah, never ever.
Mine will never stick. Genuinely, I'm just going to ride young Philly to the walls fall off, man.
Mm, you're going to ride him, yeah?
You're going to ride yourself.
All right, take care, man. Make sure you comment, like, subscribe. Audio listeners, trust me, it will be good to watch this one. Very funny facial expressions from the boys when given their opinions. And yeah, just in general. You lot, thank you so much for the support.
Let us know your biggest red flag.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
There's going to be one in the comment section.
In the comments, you start off with a red flag you see in the opposite sex or the same sex that you don't like. And then you say the one that you have, your biggest red flag.
Do you know what I want to do though to end this episode? Can you get me the salt? I want to try it.
No,
you lost your whole soul, man.
Yeah. Dream about guys, take care. Look at him, Rory. You went to go get him. God bless your soul, man. Take care, man.
Get away from me, Lawrence. Get away.